Chapter 15. Shaddao Shai watched the gold-downed Kamasi from a high window. The New Republic's envoy, clad only in a brief loincloth, struggled beneath the burden of carrying broken blocks of ferrocrete from one side of a courtyard to another. The task was mindless, providing for Alagos a perfect opportunity to think of nothing save the pain racking his back and shoulders, knotting his thighs, making his feet burn. The alien had started the day standing tall, but now, as dusk came on, he hunched over his burdens and moved them along one staggered step at a time. The Yuuzhan Vong leader turned from the window and nodded at his subordinate.
"Yes, Dane Lian, I heard you. The New Republic's forces were able to study our ship womb at Cernpadal. I do not find this as great a concern as you do."
"Master, I would ask you to reconsider all I have laid before you."
Dane Lian hid behind a mask, and was bolder for it, this Shaddao knew. He, too, wore a mask, one that was more terrible in aspect than that of his aide, but it concealed a face that could make Dane tremble.
"Master, the ship we identified at Cernpadal was the same one that was at Garki. Their scouting run there was aborted when we attacked, but not so at Cernpadal."
"Not so, because we did not attack."
Shaddao Shai raised his clawed left hand and slowly curled it into a fist, driving his talons into his palm. Ligaments popped deliciously, and he perceived a slight shudder running through his aide's shoulders.
"Have we determined yet how their ship was able to jump into the heart of the system? There are limitations to their capabilities, are there not?"
"Shapers have analyzed patterns and have determined what we believe to be the parameters for their travel. We will be able to pinpoint these places in the future and defend them."
Shaddao's hand opened, and he ran his thumb across his bloody fingertips. The wounds in his hand had already closed, so he smeared the blood on his right shoulder and down across his chest.
"Would not it be more effective for our shapers to study the infidels' machines than to guess about or work from information that might be incomplete?"
Dane's eyes widened, expanding beyond the size of the mask's holes.
"Master, to do that would soil them. They would be sullied and tainted. They would have to atone for such blasphemy."
"Then they atone."
Shaddao Shai snarled and turned back to the window.
"How is it that those who create the embrace of pain, modify and refine it, fail to use it? How is it that they shy from those things that make us purer? They should welcome the chance to wallow in the filth of the unbelievers, because through proper atonement they will reach a closer union with the gods and win for us knowledge that will make our battle against them so much swifter."
"Master, if ordered, they will obey your command."
"You suggest that I should not give that command, Lian?"
"Master," Lian's voice softened slightly, "I believe your close congress with the alien has shifted your perception about the infidels."
Shaddao Shai glanced over his shoulder at his subordinate.
"You are suggesting what, exactly, Dane Lian?"
"Master, people have begun to speak of how much time you spend with this Kamasi. They speak about how you have shown him the embrace of pain, how you have introduced him to the boiling caress. You spend time with him, watching him, talking to him, teaching him about us, revealing our secrets to him."
"I see. And this is considered a threat?"
"If he were to escape, Master."
"Could he, Lian? Could he leave this place?"
"No, Master, we would not permit it."
Shadow Shai spun and closed the gap between them in two blurred steps. He grabbed his aide by the shoulders and slammed him back into a wall, cracking the panel.
We would not permit it. You would not permit it. You suppose somehow, do you, that I would permit it? That I will somehow let him escape me? That I will somehow let him talk me into releasing him? Is this what you think?
He slammed Lian against the wall again, then let him go. The Yuuzhan Vong subordinate fell to his knees, then pressed his face to the floor.
No, master, we only fear, I fear, for your union with the gods. Your congress with this alien will change him, and could change you.
Is that what you truly think?
Fear, master, fear.
Then master your fear.
Shadow Shai spun on his heel, took a single step away, then turned again fast, catching Lian beginning to rise. Shadow flicked a foot out, clipping Lian in the chin. The kick spun the subordinate around and battered him against the wall a third time, then left him huddled as paint and plaster dust settled over him. Shadow Shai pointed a quivering finger at him.
You are not my master. I am yours. What I do to learn about the enemy is mine to do. Yours is not to question me. Yours is not to listen to the gossip of my inferiors. You are here to undertake the menial tasks that are beneath me, so I may concern myself with more important matters. If this does not suit you, I can find you a world to administer.
No, master, no!
Dane held his hands up. Though whether to ward off another kick or beg forgiveness, Shadow Shai could not be certain.
I meant no offense, master, but to acquaint you with the murmurings of those who might plot against you.
If there are plotters against me, Lian, you should have had them eliminated.
Shadow Shai folded his arms over his chest.
Now, go down there and send Allegos to me. I will be in the tank chamber.
Yes, master.
Dane rose slowly, sliding up the wall.
At once, master.
Shadow Shai waited until Dane had staggered several steps toward the door.
One more thing.
Yes, master.
Remove your mask before you speak to him.
Master!
The terror in his aide's voice had a piquant quality to it.
You cannot—
I cannot!
Shadow Shai closed slowly with his trembling aide.
You will remove your mask. Send Allegos to me. Then install yourself in the embrace of pain. If you are out of it before the sun rises again, I will kill you myself.
Yes, master, as you will it.
Having set aside his own mask, Shadow Shai watched one of the large predatory fish swimming slowly through the watery cylinder. He'd studied the fish a lot, watching it and its fellow tear into meat, ripping away great bloody hunks. Bits of flesh slowly sank through the water when they fed, to be snapped up by the other fish. Bones tumbled to the bottom of the tank, to be cleansed by snails and other small creatures.
Nothing is wasted. The harvest of pain brings bounty for all, as it should be.
He'd ordered the shapers, who now oversaw the aquarium's operation, to stop feeding the fish, humans, or their remains. While the spectacle had been one that was amusing, as always, watching creatures deny the centrality of pain was amusing, Shadow had sensed a reduction in the nobility of the predators. Presenting them captives diminished these great hunters, who could take much tougher prey in the wild. To deliver to them anything they could not recognize as prey they usually caught for themselves was to mock them. Shadow Shai smiled as best he could. the shapers and priests, the intendants, and many of the workers. These were all classes of Yuuzhan Vong society who had become lazy. The warriors were the true hunters. They were the Yuuzhan Vong who clung most closely to the truth of the universe. And yet, he was willing to admit to himself, not all of them were faithful to that concept. Dane Lian had shied from it, and Shedao suspected that even a night in the embrace would bring him little enlightenment. Olegos held himself erect as he entered the chamber. He moved fluidly, not giving in to the pain in his body. Shedao Shai could see that he hurt. The motion of his arms was restricted. He limped almost imperceptibly, as if a hip bone ground in its socket with each step. Still, he does not deny the pain, but comes to embrace it. He is learning well. Shedao Shai turned from the fish and nodded to him. You have worked hard today, and yet accomplished nothing. The Kamasi smiled slowly, as if even the muscles of his face produced pain. On the contrary, I understand even more your belief that pain is the only constant. My rational mind wishes to reject this idea, but can only do so if I disassociate myself with the reality of my physical self.
You realize that is folly. Why?
The Kamasi's shoulders slumped slightly.
Philosophers debate whether or not we are creatures of elemental material, or if we somehow have an ethereal nature to us, something that is more than our body and its functioning. Proof of that is impossible to find, so we are left having to accept that perhaps we are nothing more than creatures of meat, bone, and blood. If so, we are born in pain and die in pain, and no pain throughout. To deny this is to express a belief in the unprovable, which is a fraud we perpetrate upon ourselves. You do not allow yourself to be deceived in this manner.
Shedao Shai nodded solemnly.
You understand things better than many of my own people, and yet you do not fully accept this to be true.
You have told me you believe in gods. Are they not extracorporeal creatures? Does not their existence suggest that you may have a spiritual component to your existence?
No more so than the ability of these fish to breathe water should suggest you too, somewhere, somehow, have the capacity to do so.
Shedao Shai shrugged.
The gods are the gods. They are aspects of pain and of the universe. We can join their fellowship if we are true to reality.
Olegos's head came up.
When all you are is pain, you transcend your physical form?
Yes.
Then it would seem there is more I need to endure, since I have not transcended yet.
You are fatigued, and I shall let you go rest soon.
The Yuuzhan Vong leader tapped talons against the Transparisteel Aquarium.
Dane Lian brought me news of events in our holdings. It seems your assessment that the New Republic would withdraw their probes in light of the failure at Garki was incorrect. The same ship appeared at Cernpadal to see what we were doing there.
Did it find out?
Shedao Shai refrained from granting Olegos a smile.
Yes, play our little game. Don't ask me what we are doing at Cernpadal. Merely inquire if that information is no longer proprietary. It could be they did. Our forces were misdeployed and did not stop them. They scouted the system and withdrew. There is, of course, a chance that they will fail to correctly analyze the data they collected.
The Kamasi cocked his head to the side.
You do not believe that?
No. The leader who placed his ship where he did is too wise to make such an error.
The Yuuzhan Vong lifted his chin.
This was the same ship that helped evacuate Dubrillion and fought us at Dantooine. I believe you told me the admiral commanding it was a Bothan.
I believe you asked me to confirm information you had from prisoners interrogated here.
Alagos pressed his lips together in a thin line.
I am certain that if the ship is yet commanded by Admiral Creefe, he'll again turn up where you do not expect him.
So you sought to fool me with your earlier assessment.
The Kamasi shook his head.
The Admiral's appearance at Cernpadal surprised me and you. I merely am predicting, on the basis of this fact, his continued unpredictability.
I see.
Shadow Shai granted Alagos his smile and received a solemn nod in return.
It strikes me you are not stupid enough to believe I learn nothing of you or your people from these games we play. I have learned, such as broaching the subject of these games, something we have not spoken of before, which surprises you. I am able to surprise you, Alagos. In this same way, I will surprise your Admiral Creefe.
Shadow pressed a hand against the transparasteel sheet as a large gray fish swam past.
This admiral is a Bothan. How does he compare to this Chiss admiral you mentioned? Does he study art, too, to learn about his enemies?
He does not have Thrawn's habits, but is considered highly skilled.
The Yuuzhan Vong's eyes narrowed.
But he is a Bothan, a species about which much is known, and much has been communicated. They are duplicitous, these Bothans. Few trust them, and many revile them. They slaughtered your people, did they not?
They did some, and more of them are not to be trusted, true.
Alagos shifted his shoulders stiffly.
But to judge Admiral Creefe by other Bothans is a mistake you should not make.
Well played, Alagos.
The Yuuzhan Vong clapped his hands together.
You force me to choose now to believe what you are telling me, or to assume you are tricking me, so I will believe the opposite.
If I am here to learn from you and to teach you, then tricking you would be stupid.
The Kamasi clasped his hands behind his back.
I warn you fairly.
There are those, Dane among them, who think I could be scared by your words, or influenced into acting against our best interests. They believe my time with you has tainted me.
Perhaps it has.
Has your time with me tainted you?
Shadow Shai watched him closely.
Have you learned enough of pain that you would share it with others?
Inflicted upon them? No.
Alagos's violet eyes all but closed.
Violence is upsetting to my people. Horribly so.
But you have killed in the past.
Only to save others from that horror.
The Kamasi shook his head.
I would not willfully inflict pain.
Even if the victim wished the pain?
Such as strapping you into the embrace? No, I would not do that.
And if I threatened to kill a person for every minute you did not do it?
Alagos's expression hardened.
Any people who are subject to such a capricious order of death are beyond my protecting. If not killed then, they could be killed later at your whim. They would never be safe as long as they were in your power. I would let you kill them, knowing you would be denying them greater pain by taking such quick action.
The Yuuzhan Vong leader turned away, slowly, and let talons trail across the transparent wall between him and the water.
"You have learned much, Allegos, and have taught me much. Chief among it is this. Your people, blasphemers, heretics, and damned though they may be, have a resilience that may prove troublesome."
"A good lesson for you to learn."
"Indeed, and one to test."
Shaddao Shai smiled, enjoying the twisted vision of his face he saw in the transparasteel.
"One we will test when next the New Republic sends its forces against us."